Tejo Mojapele. He is a aviation expert. And the reason I wanted to talk to him today was all about cell phones. Why, after all these years, are we still being told to put our phones on flight mode when I see people ignoring this instruction left, right, and center? So, Putejo, great to have you with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon, and thank you for having me on your show.
So, yeah, for years and years, we've all been told we need to switch our fo cell phones off when we get on a plane. We need to turn them into airplane mode. But one wonders that whether in an age of 5G and in-flight Wi-Fi and constant connectivity, this has any place anymore. And personally, when I sit down and the plane's taking off, I see a whole lot of people still busy making calls. What's the story, Putejo? Are we at risk? Do we still need to do this?
No, definitely not. There is no need for us to do that any longer. There has been a significant change in the technology that we are using as far as the RF technology is concerned. I mean, in RF, it simply means radio frequencies. Now, that has changed significantly in a sense that during many years ago, the interference was seriously a concern for us at the time. But at the moment, the frequency band, there is something that we call frequency band that the airplane using and the frequency band that the normal people like yourself on the cell phones so they are different, meaning that they are all most of the it's UHF on the planes. And VHF, so there is no there's no interference. However, in terms
Yes.
of the magnetic changes or frequencies within the airplane, there could be some interference, but at minimal. It won't really remove the airplane off the course of navigation. There's nothing like that. There isn't. And I'm not saying, and I'm not encouraging people to disobey the rules of the cabin crew when they say they must switch off the phones, but there is minimal interference at this stage.
Putejo, so sorry, I'm just technically really quite challenged. When you talk about VHF and UHF, that's a broadcast frequency. Then you spoke about electromagnetic fields. Was I correct in understanding you that it's the electromagnetic field that caused the problem?
It might, especially for the avionics. Avionics is the components that are found inside the cockpit. There's quite a lot of technical, intense technical there. So avionics and the broadcast, they are more or less the same. I mean,
Okay.
I'm qualified as an RF technician, meaning that you being on air, I'm able to sort of figure out the frequencies that you are transmitting and what sort of frequency you should be transmitting your amplifier for the kind of audience you want to reach within the parameters where you are. So with the planes, it's also the same. They're using C-band at the higher altitude because UHF and VHF, they are quite high band, meaning that once you are high, you are able to get to that. But in terms of the electromagnetic, it's some static that can happen. But on the older planes, to be honest with you, if you're flying, the steam gauge type of aircraft, the steam gauge,
Yes.
then you would find those kind of things interfering. Other than that, there is no problem on the modern airplanes with the glass cockpit.
Potejo, was there ever in the history of aviation an incident where there was damage to a plane or an accident caused because of somebody using a cell phone?
Well, in terms of cell phone frequencies, I wouldn't budge for it. Yeah, I haven't come across anything like that. However, I have came across something that the cell phone, which is using lithium battery, causing a
A
substantial damage
fire.
on a plane. Yes, that has happened.
Okay, but that's completely different. I mean, that's
Correct, yes.
you still, if you are on airplane mode, you're still accessing the power of the battery. So that's not negating that risk.
Correct, you are. However, that's why the Apple product have decided to recall. I don't know if you remember the iPhone 15 when they came out. There was that problem of the battery, which was causing a lot of problems. So that could be related. What your earlier question in relation to the incident would be related to that kind of a
Interesting,
Incident that
interesting.
has happened. And that's why even now you can see that there's a serious pushback with the lithium. We had a discussion with the lithium earlier, sometime a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about it. But there is that push. But in terms of the frequencies, as far as the cell phone usage as a way of communication, that doesn't really impact anybody. In fact, let me just add this. In fact, on other planes, like for example, airlines like Emirates, on Emirates you'll be able to make a call and calling your family if you want. If that was a problem in terms of cell phone interfering, then it would be something else. But definitely, there's no danger in that as far as
I'm
technical
really
is concerned.
glad that we've had this discussion today because if I think back to my personal experiences flying, it's the only fight that I've ever had with anybody on a plane was when we were taking off and a woman was busy making a phone call to whomever she was speaking to. And I felt enraged. I thought, who are you to make a call on a plane when we've been told not to? How dare you put us all at risk because of so you're telling me I don't need to do that anymore. I can chill out and relax.
Well, you don't need to chill and leave somebody. If the instruction from the crew it says switch off your phone, don't do this. We are all abide by the rules of the cabin crew. The airlines will differ. Yes, there won't be anything as far as technical is concerned. And as I said, this is what I know, what I can share with the listeners. However, the rules are
Obey the
different
law.
from
Yeah.
different countries, and we should abide by those rules, and the airlines thereof. Like for example, Air Link still says you must switch off your phone, whereas SAF Air says don't switch off the phone but put it on a flight mode. SAA also is the same. They're still traditional. They say switch off the phone and then use it on a flight mode after takeoff. So you can see there is on other airlines like United in United States of America and Delta, and they say nothing about the phone. They say literally nothing.
So, final question then for you this afternoon on this particular issue. Do you reckon that airlines will eventually scrap this requirement to turn phones off?
They have actually, most of the airline, they have definitely switched it off completely. I mean, scrapped it off completely from their books in terms of the compliance. For they most of the airlines in United States of America, in America, if you go, I don't know how often do you go to America, there's an airline called Spirit, there's airline called JetBlue, there's also a Frontier. These are all low-cost airlines which are very much popular in the United States. They really say nothing. You can just walk into the plane with your phone. Nobody will say anything about your mobile device. The only time when they will ask you to pay attention is when you are seated on exit row. In that case, you need to be more alert so that you can assist during the difficulty when there's any problem.
Thank you for your input this afternoon. I really appreciated that. And yeah, certainly learned a thing or two this afternoon. It is 5 to 5. I very quickly want to go to the SMS line. Maybe there's still time to play you a song. And before we cross to George for the news. But Rene in Israel says, hi, Sai. Sorry to make you feel bad, but I found the 4:30 song a bit of a bore. That's from Rene. Ouch, ouch, he says, as the dagger went deep into his belly. Boy, I wasn't expecting that, but thank you for the honesty. Always appreciate that. Karen says, yay, coming home. That's the best news. Okay, well, I'll take that. And Ronnie says, it's high time our tired and burnt out soldiers and reservists resume their normal lives. But what stops Israel from flooding the tunnels with cement and hitting Gaza from the air? How does a so-called ally tie Israel's hands like that?